You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
His wife in. What are we doing? 4:02 on this Monday morning. We're back. Back from a holiday weekend. I hope everybody had a safe and healthy 4th of July weekend. Enjoyed the barbecues, the pools. The weather was great. And we got a couple of baseball games as well as the Subway Series Pardue took place. And the Mets take 2 out of 3. Yankees take 2 out of 3 back in May at Yankee Stadium. The Mets return the favor, take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees this weekend. Heartbreaking fashion for the Yankees game 1. Game 2, Rodon absolutely spits the bit. The big McNeil home run against Weaver on Friday. And overall, a very good weekend for the Mets, who came in off of the 2 wins against Milwaukee, but were playing just as poorly as the New York Yankees. And heading in, the pitching matchups were so heavily favored for the New York Yankees. The idea that the Mets were able, throwing 2 out of 3 games, pitchers who aren't major leaguers or, you know, don't belong making starts for the New York Mets at the very least, and Frankie Montas to go along with Stroman or to go against Stroman, Rodon, and Fried, to be able to take 2 out of 3, to have the offense kind of awakened, to have a huge hit from McNeil to win them a game on Friday, to explode offensively, starting with a grand slam in the first inning against Carlos Rodon, and even to put up a fight and make it close in a game the Yankees had no business even being relatively anywhere near a loss on Sunday. Good weekend for the New York Mets. And they are waiting for Senga to come back, which is hopefully going to be this weekend at the latest. They're waiting for Manaea, who's hoping to make one more rehab start before joining the team. I guess there's a chance that that's after the All-Star break. And they have some answers to their problems. And that's why today still feels like, despite the victory for the New York Yankees, despite Max Fried battling through 5, despite the bullpen almost blowing it, even despite the great play from Cody Bellinger, who saved the game and possibly really put a spark into this team, and that's what you would like. Cody Bellinger, that shoestring catch, the double play at first base with Lindor not getting back in time. And we saw from both teams, still bad base running. Mauricio, bad base running. Managerial decisions that make you scratch your head. Is Mendoza pitched to Judge in a spot that just absolutely makes no sense? One out, runner on third. That makes no sense whatsoever to pitch to Judge. Obviously, more bad base running and defense from the Yankees, allowing runners to move up, runs to score. You know, on the Saturday game, Dominguez not playing the ball. Jazz almost throwing the ball away on the 4th of July. Just the same crappy baseball, but it is a better weekend for the Mets. And that's why it feels as the Mets are solving their rotation issues, hopefully, with guys returning, the offense waking up a little bit, and even guys like Brazoban pitching a little bit better and you know, Reed Garrett having a great Friday with two innings and a huge performance for him, it at least feels like the Mets are starting to turn it around. They've won two series in a row, four out of the last five, four out of the last six. Guys returning. It's the state of the Yankees right now, despite that win, which was just a desperation win. They needed it like air. Ends a six-game losing streak. Heads them into today's off day before returning home for a three-game set against the Seattle Mariners. That was just a desperate win. You can't lose with the pitching matchup. You can't lose with Max Fried and, you know, Waddell is the bulk guy in a game against the New York Mets. They couldn't lose that game. They didn't. It was a huge play from Bellinger. But ultimately, still, this Yankee team, for me, over the weekend, and I wasn't here on Thursday and Friday either, so I haven't spoken a while to you guys, they transitioned before they headed to Toronto. They were, to me, still, and according to Aaron Boone, of course, still the best team in the American League, or at least right up there where you could make a case they were. And just a struggling offense. A team that had an offense that scored the most runs in the American League, but had gone ice cold. But in the meantime, you were still getting good starts from Rodon. You were still getting great starts from Max Fried. You were still getting overall really good pitching. Clark Schmidt is now gone. He was throwing, we were yelling about him completing no hitters. Now he's having Tommy John surgery. Carlos Rodon was having a great season. Now he's proven time and time again he can't pitch in big games. Will Warren got absolutely blown up in Toronto. Their bullpen is completely faltering. What should be the guarantee of Weaver and Williams has been anything but, and Weaver's been terrible since coming off the IL. So right now, the New York Yankees, who to me, heading into Toronto, were a slumping team. They had taken two out of three against the A's, and their problems were almost exclusively, yes, still the base running stuff, absolutely, defensively, and we're going to get to that in just a second, still a major problem. But for the most part, their problem was they just went on this tear of not being able to hit with runners in scoring position, not scoring enough runs, despite pitching really well. And they rolled into Toronto, got their asses absolutely kicked. And during that series, you saw the offense wake up and the pitching falter. And that's what bad teams do. And now you look at this team without Clark Schmidt, who's having Tommy John surgery, without being able to trust Carlos Rodon, with a Will Warren, who, yes, okay, he's having a great rookie season, leads the all rookies in strikeouts, leads Major League Baseball in caught-looking strikeouts, but you can't trust him. Stroman, I mean, you've got Max Fried, and that's about it in the rotation. You've got a bullpen that I literally can't name a name I trust. You can't trust Williams, although he gets the 1-2-3 in this game for the win, but he proved in Toronto in a huge spot that he can't come through. Wild pitches lead to runs scored. You got Williams, who you haven't been able to really trust all year, although he's been better. Weaver, who now was without question their best reliever, but since coming back from the hamstring injury, is giving up a home run every outing, including a backbreaker to Jeff McNeil on the 4th of July. Every time Loaisiga comes in, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. Hamilton stinks this year, and Leiter's been overworked and not very good. There is not a single bullpen arm you can trust. So now you look at this team, who's in desperate need of at least two bullpen arms, and that's if Cruz comes back, who's out with an oblique strain. You've got a rotation that I don't know who I trust outside of Max Fried in a big game, and a lineup that's in desperate need of a third baseman because of all the things I just said. And this isn't new. We've been talking about this for a while, but it continues to crystallize itself every single day. I know a lot of you Yankee fans are furious with Hal Steinbrenner, with Brian Cashman, and with Aaron Boone. I get it. And you've been so for many years. They have committed the sin of not winning a championship since 2009. I get it. And I agree with many of the things that are said, and I agree with the idea that they need to be better. I push back on some of the different things, but I think we can all agree that no championship since 2009 is a problem. And we have seen different things throughout the years that make you scratch your head. Like the one that jumps out to me is the Devi Garcia being pulled for J-Hap in the 2020 ALDS. I'll never understand it till the day I die. There's many things like that that Yankee fans have been complaining about forever. The current situation of forcing Jazz Chisholm at third base and keeping DJ LeMahieu at second base is without question to me the most stubborn, deliberately hurting the team situation I have come across as a Yankee fan over the last 8 years. You might have many. I got one. And it's driving me up a wall. I understood when they first did it why they did it. Even though they told Jazz all offseason he was the starting second baseman. Jazz was doing talking to everyone in the media, doing anything he could, talking about how excited he was to be playing his position and being the starting second baseman for the New York Yankees. He didn't work on third base. He didn't try and prove third base. He actually wasn't a bad defender last year, and that's part of the thought process. But when he comes back from the injury and DJ LeMahieu is ready to play, for whatever reason, they deem DJ unable to play third base or just they want him comfortable at second base, they move Jazz over to third. Now, Jazz was a better defensive player last year. He was actually a +8 in defensive runs saved in the short time he was a third baseman for the New York Yankees. He was great at third. So you've got a player who can play third base. DJ doesn't have the arm strength to play third, at least in their estimation. He's more comfortable there. The trade deadline, you have to be flexible because I don't know what the trade deadline market's going to look like. We've been talking about that scenario and what the new playoff format means. So come the trade deadline, you might be looking for a third baseman, but you might find a middle infielder. You might find a second baseman. You might find someone less comfortable playing third base than Jazz. So I understood it. You might want someone on this roster who's got a bunch of games under his belt at third base. I didn't hate it when they first did it. But my God, watching it for the last 2.5-3 weeks, how is it still happening? This is one of the more puzzling, stubborn situations. They had a plan. And sometimes I think they get criticized for not moving off plans fast enough, where I would say I kind of want them to be, justified in their decision-making. I do want them to have belief in their decisions. I don't want them to change things within a week when you make a decision, I do want these people who make them to have enough thought in them, enough of a process in it, where you have some belief in your decision. And you stick with it because you made a decision and you believe in it. I do want that on some level. But it's been 3 weeks of Jazz consistently making throwing errors. Now we find out his shoulder's been hurting him for 3 weeks. And while I don't blame them for the injury, I would think that would be another check in the box on why you would move him to second, because Jazz is far more important than DJ LeMahieu. And even though right now it might not be hurting his arm to swing and it might not be affecting his offensive game, in fact, he's been incredibly successful at the plate, hit a home run the other day against the Mets, but he's out of the lineup on Sunday because of it. And he is consistently making bad throws. And right now, with everything else going on with the team, they don't need to be worse defensively than they could if they just made this switch. It is the most mind-numbing decision I have seen the Yankees make in forever. And I don't understand why it's still happening. I have no idea. I can't explain it. And yet every day we look at Jazz playing third base. I don't get it. So when I look at this Yankee team right now, I still believe they have it in them to be the team they were for the first 70 games of the season. When I look at the competition, you know how I feel about the Jays? I think they're frauds. They're 3 games up. They've won, 7-8 games in a row? They're playing extremely well. I believe them to be frauds. I don't think Tampa Bay is overly good. And you know. They are not going to try to improve themselves at the deadline. God forbid they add payroll or deal prospects away. We could praise them up and down at how much they do with less. They never go for it. The Blue Jays might. The Rays won't. I still think the competition in the division, that the Yankees can win this division. I still think they can be a major threat, and I think they can be back in the World Series like they were last year. But it is hard to see that path right now. It's hard when you have to go out in the deadline and get a starter, 2 relievers, and an impact bat at third base. That is a lot in a deadline that you can't trust to have any of that, let alone all of that, available to you. The Yankees right now are an absolute mess. And the game yesterday is a moment of pause for that. It's a win they desperately needed. But they've got six more games against really good teams in Seattle and the Cubs heading into the All-Star break. And I don't know how they make it through, because they don't have starters I trust to go deep into the game, and they don't have a single reliever I feel confident in a big spot. And while the offense is awoken, and Judge is back on a tear and playing great baseball, and Jazz is an all-star, and you know the offense is really, they've scored a ton of runs here over the last four or five games, I still don't know if I'm completely over the idea they can't hit with runners in scoring position. And right now, the rotation scares the hell out of me, and the bullpen is beyond that. I have zero confidence in it. That's a lot to fix by the end of July, and they still have an entire month where they're not going to fix it. This is make or break time for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. So we'll take your calls coming up on the Mets' successful weekend, and hopefully the return of a starting rotation in Senga and Manaea can solve some of their ills, but they do take two out of three from the Yankees. Marte looked to have banged up his knee again. I don't know if it's definitely an IL stint, but it looked like he had trouble running. Talked about it after the game. We'll see, as Winker is close to coming back. Hopefully this will be the last, you know, maybe one more start of a pitcher who doesn't belong starting for the New York Mets. And then they get their guys back. The offense is starting to wake up. Alonso with a couple home runs. You're still waiting on Lindor to really break through, although he had a couple of good games against Milwaukee and did a couple of things against the Yankees, but still not looking like Lindor yet. But both of these teams still not quite out of it. At least the Mets have some answers coming back. Yes, the Yankees have Luis Gil, but outside of that, they need Weaver, Williams, and Rodon in particular. Those three guys, they've got to be givens. You can't replace those guys. You can add at the deadline. You're not replacing Carlos Rodon. He's making playoff starts. You can add bullpen arms at the deadline. You can't just eliminate Weaver and Williams from important innings. The answers have to come from within. And right now,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's hard to have faith that that's going to happen.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 423. McMonigle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. The one thing I do want to say, because I've seen a couple of people have asked me this. I saw a lot of it on Twitter, and we were just talking about the Nationals firing their GM, Mike Rizzo, and their manager, Martinez, earlier today or earlier yesterday. And the idea of the trade for trading Juan Soto and the return they got and how unusual it is to feel so comfortable in the return for the great player. As they really, although they've been losing a lot of games more than they had hoped and are in last place, they are filled with young talent. Thanks to that trade. And so it leads to a couple of Yankee fan mindsets that I want to talk about. Not necessarily hiring Rizzo, although I've seen that. For any Yankee fan who wants to break it down and sell, because I just laid out a picture of not a very bright future. I'm concerned about the Yankees this year. I don't think there's any doubt. I think it would be unfair to feel any other way right now. I mean, I'm optimistic. I think they can still be the team that's as good as anybody in this American League. I still feel that way. But it's not an easy path. Things have gotten a hell of a lot more difficult over the last couple of weeks, and really even just over the last couple of days with the injuries to Cruz out of the bullpen and the injuries to Clark Schmidt in the rotation. But the Yankees don't sell. Not in this American League. Not where they are now. The Yankees are not selling off pieces. The Yankees are not taking everybody who's not signed next year. They're not trading Goldschmidt or anybody else. They're not trading Devin Williams. They're not trading anyone. Nor should they. And any Yankee fan who thinks that they should and fail or is rooting for them to fail so that they could do what the Nationals just did and fire Aaron Boone and fire Brian Cashman, you're crazy. And I know I'm the king of the, or at least many people view me as such, of tanking in the NFL. And I understand I root for losses for the New York Giants, not to fire coaches, for draft picks. And that's only once the season is dead. The New York Yankee season is far from dead. They currently reside in a playoff spot. They will, up until the trade deadline. The Yankees do not trade. The Yankees do not trade players like Mookie Betts. The Yankees do not trade players like Juan Soto. The Yankees do not sell and give up. They've had 1 year in the last 30. In Brian Cashman's tenure, they decided to sell at the end of 2016. Or, you know, at the deadline of 2016. It was the end of a run. It was the end of that 09 team. You know, it was the end of Alex Rodriguez's career. It was Mark Teixeira had the wrist injury They were still paying for a lot of those contracts that weren't working. The team was miserable for a couple of years, and they needed the revamp. So they sold off some pieces, and it ended up working in many ways. They got Gleyber Torres. They ended up bringing up Gary Sanchez. Aaron Judge joined them the next year, and they were back in the ALCS in 2017. This is not the same situation, and the Yankees absolutely should not even remotely consider doing anything else when you have, and I know he's half of this duo, is now dealing with Tommy John, and hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later at the start of next year. But when you have Judge on this contract, and you have Cole on this contract, you do not punt seasons away. You do not have one of, if not the best hitter over the last 70 years on your team and decide to not try and win a championship with him when he's 33 years old. This is not a give-up season because you don't like what's going on. This is not a give-up season because Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman can never win, and you know that for sure. This is a chase the damn championship as fast and as hard as you can. And at the deadline, I'm concerned there won't be a starter, two relievers, and a third baseman. All with impact. I don't know if that exists. I don't know if Brian Cashman is going to be able to do that. In fact, I don't think he is. But I ain't selling. And any coward Yankee fan who wants to sell, that's exactly what you are. A coward! We chase championships with the New York Yankees. We don't always find them. In fact, it's been hiding for the last 15 years in a very tough hiding space, and I don't know where it is. But that doesn't mean you stop the search. And we talk about the business of the Yankees, and it's just good enough to do this, and all they care about is being just good enough to do that. Damn right. They're not selling. Seen too many people suggest punting on the season. Grow a pair. It's been a bad 3 weeks. I'm concerned, as you are. But nothing is over. They got to go out and look to improve themselves and chase down what is an overly called miserable American League, an overly little league compared to the National League. There are still good teams. Obviously, we're saying the Blue Jays in the division win a bunch in a row. The Astros have really transformed themselves into a very good team, even without Alvarez, who is still having hand issues, and I think he went back for a second opinion, so I don't know what the issue is with him, but they've gotten great pitching. They're a dangerous team. Seattle pitches really well. The Tigers are obviously one of the better teams in baseball this year, record-wise at least. But the Yankees don't sell, and the Yankees don't punt, and the New York Yankees are chasing a championship. And just because they've been bad for the last 3 weeks doesn't mean they can't find it. But they made it a hell of a lot tougher on themselves. And right now, with the Clark injury, that's a killer. The Cruz injury, that's a killer. And they can't afford another single one. And they need guys inside this room who haven't performed well to play much better. Otherwise, they won't find it. But you don't trade away a Devin Williams when you're going to need him. You don't trade a Paul Goldschmidt away when you're going to need him. You don't look to sell and think about next year. It's never about next year. It's about right now. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Howard in Brooklyn. What's up, Howard?
Good morning.
Good morning.
what you said, first of all, I want to get this out of the way. Thank you, Major League Baseball. I'm being sarcastic. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for voting Jazz Chisholm into the All-Star game and not having Juan Soto, who I can't stand, but still, he's a star. He might not be the greatest player hitting-wise ever for one particular season, but thank you, MLB. I will not watch the All-Star game. It's a disrespect that this is going to occur next week, and I will not watch the game.
Well, first of all, they're not in the same league. You're that upset that Juan Soto was not an All-Star.
Why shouldn't I be?
I don't know, because it's the All-Star game?
Yeah, but it's nonsense. I mean, these are two of the worst things I've ever saw. It's bad enough we have Jazz in there. Why is he an All-Star? And come on. Please.
He's had a good year.
He's hitting 245 and he can't field. Come on. I took 45.
Again, you guys got to stop. I'm sorry, Howard. God bless
Why?
You. I appreciate it. You got to stop giving me batting average as the be-all, end-all. Like, we got to stop. I understand.
Why?
Because it's not an important stat anymore. I'm sorry.
I know.
It's OPS. I don't care about his batting average. Look up and down all of the all-stars. Tell me who's hitting 320.
We are talking about 320 as opposed to 245.
No, I understand that, but everyone, like, so I'm just saying, that's what... Everyone is hitting that. Like, it's about OPS. It's about, it just is. I'm sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. I don't want to be the guy who has to tell you this, but baseball has changed, and not just for the Yankees and the Mets, for everyone. Batting average is important. I'm not saying it's not important, but it's not like, oh my God, he's hitting 240. Okay, so is Schwarber with like 28 home runs and 78 RBIs, and like, that, it doesn't, like, that's not the be all end all. And I don't know if Jazz deserves to be an all-star. He's had a good year. He's making too many errors. I totally agree. Playing out of position right now. But he's been carrying the Yankees offensively. And what's funny to me is Aaron Boone's the manager of the all-star team. Where does Jazz, does he force Jazz at third base? Because I don't know if he's going to, like, you know, let's see where he plays. If Boone puts him in at second base, I think Yankee fans might lose it. Oh, so he can play second base in the All-Star game?
Well, you know who might be playing second base when Jazz comes into the game?
Who's that?
Maybe Glaber is still playing.
That's true. Glaber got trucked running the bases. He's out day-to-day. He took a tough hit. But, yeah, can you imagine that? Can you imagine Glaber starting at second? And in the fourth inning, Boone pulls him to put in Jazz at second base. The fan base would be like, what is this guy? He can play second for the All-Star game. He can't play second for the Yankees. And again, I have to admit, you know me. Again, I think you know me, but you don't understand me completely. You think I'm this blind Boone defender. I'm not. I, for whatever reason, I can't tolerate, like, I have this thing in me. Like, you know, have you ever seen There Will Be Blood? And there's that, the scene where he's talking to who he thinks is his brother. It turns out to be a liar. But he thinks it's his brother. He's had a couple of drinks. And he's kind of like, I have this thing in me where I want nobody else to be successful in this world but me. It's not good enough that I'm successful. I have this thing in me that I want no one else to be successful. I have this thing in me where I can't tolerate blaming Boone for everything. I don't know why, but I have to fight back. I have to push back on the idea that every misplay, every swing and miss, and every bad pitch lays at the feet of the manager. I did the same for Girardi. I just didn't have a show. I didn't have the avenue to express my Girardi. I mean, I'll never forget it. There was when I first started working for Mike Francesa, when me and Monzo first took over as the producer board up for Francesa, there was a kid who worked for the very famous and wildly successful Mike Francesa app. His name was Brett Wishnia. I haven't talked to Brett in a while. Brett was a good dude. Brett hated Joe Girardi. He was a Yankee fan. Hated Joe Girardi. Thought he was the worst manager in all of baseball. They spent $1 billion in 2009. That's why they won. Otherwise, he was terrible. Hated. I haven't talked to him. I can't even imagine what he thinks of Aaron Boone. But he hated Joe Girardi. And I remember I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like, and I didn't want Joe Girardi let go. I wanted to give Joe Girardi another contract after 2017. I thought he earned it. I like Joe Girardi too. I've been doing this, defending the managers from being at fault for everything for a long time. I just got a show in the last 2 years. I'm not blind support of Boone. I just have this thing in me I can't tolerate when you blame him for everything. It annoys me. It's such an easy fallback. It's never on the players. It's on Boone. A pitcher comes in, like right now, who could he bring in? Like, I don't know what you'd want Boone to do right now. flip tables, tell them they suck, apparently. Because, again, no one's taking me up on it. I know it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I know it's 2:30 in the morning. But I laid it out on Saturday, too. Everyone's upset that Boone said, oh, they're still the best team in the American League. He believes in them. They're going to turn it around. Call me up and tell me what he should say. You suck. You're not one of the better teams in baseball. And quite honestly, I have no faith in you. I guess that's what he should say. That would turn it around. Immediately, Weaver's hamstring would feel better or whatever the problem is, and he'd be striking everybody out. Oh, the manager thinks we suck. All right, let's prove him wrong. Maybe that's what they need. They need you suck. What should Boone say to the team except being positive? What should he say? Now, there's talking about the problems they have. And again, there's also, too, I got to play it either tomorrow. Like, there's a clip of Derek Jeter going around that's supposedly proof of what it used to sound like for the Yankees. It's laughable. He says the exact same stuff that Judge says now. Like, they're putting, there's this video out there of Derek Jeter literally saying, like, well, you know, you got to have a short memory. You got to forget about it. You know, the plays today, it doesn't matter tomorrow. You get ourselves out of it. You know, he's asked about a play he missed. He goes, yeah, I can't make, I got to do better than that. Like, it's, other than that, it's the exact same thing Judge is saying now. We act like it's all that different. Like, it's crazy. And then we put it out like as if that's proof. It sounds exactly the same. Again, show me a manager who's really good at press conferences when they've lost 6 in a row. Show me a manager you love what he has to say. I know we've just lost 6 in a row, but man, is he right on the mark with that. I feel so good now. Oh, the manager nailed it. What a great press conference. I feel so much better about this 6-game losing streak. He said everything that needed to be said. We're crazy. We need to take a step back. Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
How you doing, C-Mac?
What's up, brother? On? How we doing?
Good. You know, everybody a little bit overreacting. Do you know who the Yankees are second in betting odds to win the World Series right now?
They're second in the world, the betting odds to win the World Series now?
Right now. Yes.
Yeah,
second,
I mean,
right behind.
I don't.
Right
I wouldn't. As much as, you know, I'm the positive Yankee fan, I wouldn't invest too much money in those odds. I'd wait till it drops a little bit. I guess the thought process is they're still believed to be the best team in the American League. I mean, that's got to be it because, which is hard to fathom right now with the way the Tigers are playing, the way the Astros are playing. But yeah, I mean, it speaks to belief in the Yankees because they do turn it around.
Exactly. And you know what I would do? This is very interesting. I was just thinking about that, and I know what you said earlier, and it's true, that if Bellinger wasn't playing left field, they lose the game.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dominguez is just an awful fielder. He just is. I've just been watching. I don't care what
position. Awful's a bit strong, but he's not a strong defender by any chance, by any stretch. You're right. He's eliminated the idea of just dropping every fly ball that we were fearful of in spring training, but you're right. He doesn't come in on the ball well. He still struggles to line drive right at him. He's not very good at getting the ball in quickly or throwing an accurate throw necessarily. Guys take the extra base on him every time there's a ball in the gap. He doesn't round it well. He doesn't take good angles on it. He is not a great outfielder. No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, so,
I just don't think awful, but, you know.
I think awful.
Closer to awful than really good. So, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
And when people say, "Oh, he's out of," don't give me that out of position nonsense. Either you can feel on a fly ball, you can't. You know,
Bellinger
never plays left field.
No, Bellinger never plays left field. He made the best defensive play of the year. Saturday he's thrust it into first base. He saves like two errors. Like, you can either do it or you can't. I totally, the idea that if you put him in center field, he's going to be brilliant at it, it's laughable.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why, because without Soto, it changes their outfield completely in terms of fielding, because Judge isn't really a center fielder. So you move him to center. He's only average because he's too big for center field. And he's really
a far better right fielder,
And when Soto's in right field, he's not good either. So they're defense. And then if you kept Dominguez, you might have the worst fielding outfield in the league.
If it was,
when you have those three guys.
Yeah, if it was center field Judge, right field Soto, and left field Dominguez, that would not be a good defensive outfield. But let's be fair. You got to be honest. I don't disagree with you, and I've said it a bunch. Grisham, Bellinger, Judge could be the best defensive outfield in the sport. But as of late, like even that, like they haven't made good throws in on relay throws. You know, Trent misplays a ball yesterday in the outfield that needs to be caught, had a 95% catch rate. Like they haven't been very good defensively. And this is a team that was kind of built on defense and pitching. Like if you remember going into the season, and I know that's a world away and things change, but going into the season, it was going to be the rotation led by Fried and Cole and the back end of the bullpen with Weaver and Williams. And then they improved defensively like we're talking about. That was, you know, no more Glaber. We're going to have Jazz at second base. No more Rizzo. We're going to have Goldschmidt at first base. You know, they don't have a third baseman, but Oswaldo Cabrera could pick it, so you're okay with it. Like, the defense was going to be far better. It was going to be run prevention because it's impossible to pivot off of losing Juan Soto and be as good offensively. And for a while, I mean, the offense from the jump kind of was better than we thought, at least it was for the first 70 games of the season, and led the American League in runs scored. And you thought, well, the offense is actually better. But the defense was better. But now, I mean, you can't argue. It's terrible. The defense isn't very good. Jazz is not good at third. LeMahieu can't move at second. Volpe is second in the league in errors at the shortstop position. And the outfield doesn't do a great job with throwing the ball in and getting it to the cutoff man and keeping runners from taking the extra base. It's just not a good defensive team. And now it's a long enough stretch where it concerns me. For the first 70 games, I thought they were better. And they were better. But Jazz moving to third and LeMahieu at second kills the defense in the infield. And the outfield, while they can go get it, and I do think Grisham's an excellent center fielder, right now, he got one bad read, and he's dealing with a little bit of a tight hamstring, so he's a step slower. But Judge is great in right. I really do think Grisham's great in center, and Bellinger's great in left, but they're still just a little bit off out there. And infield-wise, they're terrible. Let's go to Sevy in Norwalk real quick. What's up, Sevy?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you, buddy?
You know, for years I'm listening to everybody talk about this getting Boone's head on a plate, and I just roll my eyes because I think based on what today's manager is asked to do, he does a fine job. He's done a nice job for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
And I have a different opinion today. I don't think he's doing a poor job anymore, but I do think the team needs a kick in the butt, and sometimes you just need to shake things up. If things have gotten stale and we're not progressing, you can't fire the team.
Right.
Sometimes you need to shock the team. And I think he needs to go for that reason only. I think the team needs to hear, hey, your buddy just got fired because of you guys. It's time to pick it up. And I think it has to happen just for that reason.
I hear you. I would, you know what? I don't think they need that. I don't think they need that necessarily. But I would agree with you that is about the only real kick in the ass. Like, he can go back there and throw the table and tell them their play is unacceptable. Like, they know their play is unacceptable, man. Like, they do. Like, the idea that they don't is silly. I don't care what they say to the media. They believe that's the right thing to say to the media. And Aaron Boone talked about he wants his team unfazed and everybody flipped out. What do you mean unfazed? They should be. I'm telling you, they're not unfazed. That's the problem. That's why he's talking about keeping them unfazed. Because I don't think Anthony Volpe's unfazed right now. I think he's drowning in the negativity and in his play and in the losing. I think he's drowning. Like, I don't think he needs a kick in the ass. I honestly don't. I think Anthony Volpe probably needs the pat in the back. Look, we got videos of his father getting into fights at Citi Field. Like, the entire Volpe family is fazed by it. Like, they're fazed by it. Like, I don't think they know. I think they're well aware the way they're playing isn't good enough. So I don't think there's a message that can be sent. I really don't. I don't think Boone can go back there and not be himself and suddenly throw things and you know, say, this is unacceptable. Like, it's just, I don't believe that. I really don't. Now, of course, it can't always be sunshines and rainbows and you're the best and I love you guys and, you know. Like, there's got to be tough talk, and I'm sure there is. But when you're in the middle of this kind of slump, like, he went back there and said, I still believe in you guys. Like, what message do you want to be sent? The one thing I'll say is what the last caller said. If you really want to kick in the ass, that, to me, even though I don't know if I would do it, and I seriously don't think the Yankees would, if you fire Boone, that sends a message like, you lost your guy. The way you're playing cost the man his job, and you lost the guy you like to play for. I agree. That would be the only way to kick him in the ass. And then that might work, or it might send them in a tailspin. Boone has been proven. They go through the slumps, no doubt, part of it. He's also proven to pull them out of it. They won the division in 22 and 24. 23, they weren't good enough. And people want to say, oh, this reminded me of 23. Sorry, Bowers was in the middle of the lineup. Willie Calhoun was the cleanoff hitter. Cleanup hitter. Like, this roster is different.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, only a few minutes left here on The Fan before we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning, getting back into the groove of another summer week. Weather was great over the weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed. I'm told there's going to be some rain over the week. I don't know. We'll see. But we are full-blown into summer. And summer baseball is our two teams still are struggling despite a good weekend from the Mets and one win from the New York Yankees. Still not out of the woods just yet, Dorothy. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Mac. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Okay. Last time we talked, things were like obviously a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm a San Francisco Giant fan. I'm going through my grief like everybody else.
Yep.
And I watch the Yankees with my mom, who's 99, my whole family Yankee fans. I was Yankee fans this whole weekend. And as an outside observer, I just don't like this team. I think the pitching, which I thought would be a strong suit, obviously losing Schmidt's major, Rodon taking a step back, Warren, you know, having Stroman in there, and even the relief pitching, which I thought would be steadfast. You know, Weaver's got to come around.
Yeah.
Yeah, Williams, nice swing. You know, he pitched okay yesterday. I think Hill's been very, very good. Losing Cruz is major. You know, Loaisiga just doesn't have the bite. It's going to be a struggle.
No doubt.
And I feel that same with the Mets, too. I think, but the Mets got reinforcements. If they get Senga back and Manaea comes back, and they're pitching and they're hitting, starting to pick up. So I think both teams should get into the playoffs. Not a guarantee with the Mets, because like I said, I think the Phillies are just so much stronger with their pitching, frontline pitching. And there's a lot of teams vying for that wild card spot. So, hey, the All-Star game is coming, and, people will make adjustments. I think the Yankees will go out and get another run.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to let you go. They have to. They have to go add arms. I agree with you. But they also have to get answers from within. Like, if this is going to be Weaver, kiss it goodbye. Like, if Weaver and Williams are not going to be able to be trusted, there's nothing you can do to replace them. If Rodon cannot pitch in big games, like, can't, absolutely cannot, right? Without a healthy Cole, forget about it. Like, they need him. You can't replace him. You can't replace the two of them at the back end of the bullpen. And, I mean, offensively, if they can get one more bat, I feel okay about the offense. I do. As much as they struggle with runners in scoring position, although they didn't for the first half of the year or for the first 70 games of the year, as much as they stink with manufacturing runs, if you get a third baseman and you can shore up your defense a little bit on the infield, putting Jazz back at second, and you get a third base bat that might be able to help you, I still believe Stanton will come around. I don't think he's washed. I think it takes forever to get him going. This is not new. And I still believe if they get into the postseason, Stanton's going to be a force. It's what he's proven to be. And the rest of the team I like. But right now it's without question the pitching. Tom in Millville. What's up, Tom?
Yo, C-Mac. First time, long time, man.
Well,
how you doing?
Thank you for calling. Good, man. How are you, Tom?
Yeah, I hope you had a good 4th of July. I'm going to keep it short and sweet here. You know, I'm a big Yankee fan. I like listening to you. I appreciate your opinions. I just want to get you your gauge. Just me and my buddies, we're freaking done with Volpe. And I just want to get your gauge. Do you think Peraza at third base maybe... You know, I don't see him taking over shortstop here, but do you think Peraza at third base, maybe get DJ the hell off this team and get Jazz back at second? Do you think that there's any momentum with that, with Boone?
No.
Like, what's your opinion on Peraza?
My opinion on Peraza is he's one of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball, and they are not ready to give him regular at-bats. They rather see what DJ can give them up until the trade deadline and see what they can get. and it's hurting them defensively, but Peraza is such a zero offensively, they're not going to do it. That's it. I think it's very simple. They believe, they must believe. I don't know why. Like, they must believe DJ cannot play third base. They must believe he can't make the throws. He can't do it. Otherwise, I don't know why they're doing this. But no, I don't believe Peraza is an everyday player. We're waiting for the deadline to add an infielder. Mike in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, I just want to say real quick, man, I love the Yankees. I've been watching them for over 50 years since I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to blame anybody, but I'll tell you, Boone, thank you. Boone makes a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
And when I say Boone makes a lot of mistakes, I got to go back to the first game of the last year, first game of the World Series.
Right.
Leaving Nestor, thank you. Leaving Nestor in and not letting a big Tim Hill come in and make the guy wait at the batter's box and take care of game one. He did the same thing the other night. He takes him out. He takes him out, lefty-righty crap, this, that. He makes a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, that's not a bad decision. It just didn't work out. Weaver's one of their best guys. He's someone who has to be counted on. If he left in Hill and Alonzo hits a game-tying home run, we're all killing him for not going to the right-handed pitcher. Like, it's just, that's the way it is. And the World Series, we've been over it a million times. He couldn't, when you say leave in Nestor Cortez, he had no choice. Like, there's a three-man rule. He had to face Freddie Freeman. He brought him in to face Ohtani and Betts. He got Ohtani out, but it moved the runners over where it warranted pitching around Mookie Betts or walking him, and then Freddie Freeman got him. It's a bad decision. It didn't work out. I have less of a problem than most people do with it, but it certainly didn't work out, and there is a clear reason behind. There's, without question, reasonable plausibility to say that was a bad move. They were this close to getting out of it. Didn't get out of it. There's a lot more to the World Series than just that. But again, Boone makes mistakes. He's not perfect. He's not the reason that they're not having the season they're having. He's not to blame for everything. Weaver didn't have to give up a home run to Jeff McNeil. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Fleas on the other side. We'll catch you tomorrow. The warm-up show is next. Bye-bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.